Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study today in the book of James. In James chapter 1, verse 19, we read, "This you must know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." I want to focus on this very powerful exhortation that says everyone must be slow to speak. What does that mean, to be slow to speak? Sometimes the opposite of a thing will help us understand. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2, it says, "Do not be rash with your mouth." This is the idea of being slow to speak. Don't answer quickly and without wisdom, saying rash things that you wish you could take back right out of the air. So often people speak without thinking or out of a moment of anger or emotion and say cutting words, hurtful words that are blows to the person's heart who's on the receiving end. God wants us to be people who are slow to speak, because it tells us in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." When you talk quickly or rashly and pour out a volume of explosive and hurtful words when someone has said something offensive to you, you find yourself in a position where you have used the power of your tongue for the purposes God never intended. We know the very well-known Proverb 18:21, which says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." God calls us to be people who are slow to speak so that we are wise and use the power of our tongue to give life instead of bringing death. Do you realize that your words can either minister life or they can bring death? They can encourage and cultivate love in a relationship, or they can kill love and kill hope in a relationship. They can minister salve to a wounded spirit, or they can be a knife that adds more pain and sorrow to the wounded heart. Be a person who's wise, one who is slow to speak, thinking before you speak, and using your words and the power that you've been given by being someone who's been given the power of the tongue for the purposes God intended, to minister grace. We are told in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Another translation says, "Impart or minister grace to the hearers." Do your words minister grace to the people who hear you speak? Or are you one that's very quick to speak a sarcastic answer or a cutting remark? Do you know that the word sarcasm comes from a Latin word that means to rip flesh? That's what sarcasm does. And so often people have fallen into the common cultural pattern of speaking sarcastically or joking with sarcasm or giving a side comment that's sarcastic in nature. And this literally is giving words or speaking words that are cutting or ripping to the flesh or the heart. I encourage you, be someone who decides that you're going to remove all sarcastic comments out of your vocabulary. It never ministers grace to the hearer to be someone who has the smart remark. But instead, choose to be a person who obeys the word of God and is slow to speak, wise in your words, and wise in all of your communication, whether it's with someone at work or whether it's at home with your spouse. God wants you to be slow to speak so you can allow the Spirit of God and the wisdom of God to speak through you. You have much power with your words. Use it to minister grace, to give life, instead of to kill love and to kill hope in those who hear you speak. Whoever guards his mouth, Proverbs tells us, keeps his soul from trouble. We know that we can minister life with our words, as Proverbs 18:21 tells us. And if you're slow to speak and think and pray before you speak, you can be a person who ministers great life and hope and encouragement. A story that was told by a young man was very touching to me, and I believe illustrates this very beautifully. This young man, when he was in the second grade, tended to be very mischievous, seemed to be able to find trouble when no one else could. In fact, his own teacher, second grade teacher, was often quick to say to him, "You are the worst behaved child in this school." Every time the child got in trouble, she was quick to speak, "You are the worst behaved student in this school." And this became something commonly heard in that classroom, since this young man was often in trouble, fidgeting, getting himself into mischief in his second grade class. Finally, second grade ended, and the young man went on to third grade. The first day of school, the new third grade teacher was calling out the roll call name by name, and each student would respond, raising their hand and saying, "Here." When this young man heard his name called out, he sheepishly looked up, raised his hand, and said, "Here." The teacher had a big smile on her face when she said, "Oh, I've heard a lot about you." And with a twinkle in her eye and a wink to this little boy, she said, "But I don't believe a word of it." That young man went on to say later in his life how that literally turned his school experience around. Those words out of that teacher's mouth turned his experience in school and his attitude towards school and authority figures, including and especially teachers, turned it around. Because she was slow to speak the same words the teacher of the year before would have spoken, "He's the worst behaved child in this entire school," she was wise with her words and used her tongue to speak hope to him, to speak encouragement, to speak a blessing and an expectation of great things for him, instead of an expectation that he would become, as he had been before, the worst behaved child in that school. As it turned out, that teacher, in great wisdom, began to give this young man extra assignments, spoke words of encouragement to him, and he went on to be one of the most successful students that ever left that school. But it was words of encouragement, being slow to speak, which he had heard before, the evil report, you could say, that she'd heard from the teacher of the previous year. She was wise and chose to speak words of life. That's the kind of power that you have with your speech. Be a person who's slow to speak critical comments, slow to speak gossip, which is simply repeating what you've heard that is negative about someone else. Gossip is something that is common in our culture and paraded on television shows and in news reports about people, but God wants us to be people who are slow to ever speak gossip or any comment that would be negative or unkind to others. Billy Graham once told this story that he had heard about a woman in England who came to her minister with a troubled conscience. She was guilty of being a habitual gossip. In fact, she had maligned nearly everyone in the small village that she lived in. "How can I make amends?" she pleaded to her minister. The minister replied, "If you want to make peace with your conscience, take a bag of goose feathers and drop one on a porch of each one you have slandered." When she had done so, she came back to the minister and said, "Is that all?" "No," said the wise old minister, "you must go now and gather up every feather and bring them all back to me." After a long time, the woman returned without a single feather. "The wind has blown them all away," she said. "My good woman," said the minister, "so it is with gossip. Unkind words are easily dropped, but we can never take them back again." And so it is with the words of your mouth. When you speak unkind words or a quick retort to someone in an angry moment, you cannot take those words back again. That is why the scripture exhorts us to be slow to speak, wise with our words, choosing every day to be one who will speak words of life. You know, it's often been said that the reason a dog has so many friends is because he wags his tail instead of his tongue. We need to be more like the dog, unconditionally loving, not responding with a quick, smart remark, but instead loving and kind in all of our responses to other people, even when they're having a difficult time. Do not be rash with your mouth, Ecclesiastes 5 warns us. Or, as it's said in James 1:19, be slow to speak. Be wise with your words. Think before you speak and ask yourself, will the words I'm about to say minister grace to the hearer? Will they give life to this situation, or will they kill? Will they bring death? Will they take away courage, or will they encourage, which means to give or impart courage? Be a person who chooses to be slow to speak and wise with your words, and to be a blessing everywhere you go. If you are in a very difficult situation today with an angry person, or perhaps a very frustrated person, choose your words wisely. Ask the Lord for help in your situation. Say to the Lord, God, give me grace to be a blessing in this situation and to turn this situation around. You know, that's God's heart for you, to use your words wisely and bring life everywhere you go. That's all the time we have for today, but I want to encourage you, if you've been enjoying this study in the book of James, we have a 9-tape series called The Book of James, which we'll be happy to send to you for any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Radio Ministry this month. Just write to us at the address, which will be mentioned in just a moment. I know that those tapes will be a blessing to you. They provide practical, biblical solutions for everyday living. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Be slow to speak and have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.